Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I had unprotected sex a month ago, and then this week, I noticed what looked like a pimple on the shaft of my penis. It popped on its own and had regular pimple ooze, and now it's almost gone. But I'm worried that this could be herpes instead. Could it be?
I don't know if you have herpes or not, but I can tell you that it's extremely common for both men and women to have regular old pimples on or around their genitals. The genital skin, just like skin on the rest of one's body, can easily get clogged with dirt, sweat, and oils and make pimples more likely to appear. That said, men and women tend to be more observant about their genitals when they start having sex, or in the days and weeks after they have unprotected sex, and they sometimes worry that lumps or bumps are signs of a sexually transmissible infection, or STI. Even though in many cases such symptoms are not signs of STIs, it is always worth checking in with one's healthcare provider if you have any doubts, questions, or concerns about your genital or sexual health. Your healthcare provider can talk at greater length with you to learn more about your sexual behaviors and to help advise you on ways to reduce your risk, or when and how often you should get tested for STIs. Genital herpes is a relatively common STI, with about 1 out of 5 Americans having it. Unlike chlamydia and gonorrhea, there is no cure for genital herpes, although there are effective treatments available. Also, while condoms may reduce the risk of transmitting herpes, they cannot fully eliminate the risk. So all sexually active women and men should ask their healthcare providers about their risk for genital herpes, even if they use condoms when they have sex. To learn more about herpes and other STIs, visit the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, www.cdc.gov, or Planned Parenthood's website, www.plannedparenthood.org. You can learn more about these resources and others on the Kinsey Confidential website, and you can receive more personalized health information by talking to your healthcare provider.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.